Good to see you, Marty.
Thanks. Good to be back.
All right. We start off with a follow-up on a really big story. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, of course, speaking to sheriffs who work near the border in Las Cruces. And you have a follow-up on this, speaking with a variety of people, including protesters.
Yes, we do. Michael Scanlon, who did cover that for us, and we posted it online that day. That's one way we can kind of be a daily online. But it really called for a follow-up because there were a lot of people involved. He couldn't get much from the law enforcement community. Just a lot of calls were not returned. There was a one statement made by somebody representing the sheriff, the Oneonta County Sheriff. But he was able to reach the protesters. And the story's pretty interesting because it talks about how they kind of planned for their protest. And one of them rented a room in the same hotel for a night and was there the day before. And it was kind of a look at how that all formed. And then he also talks to Kevin Bixby, who's been very outspoken about the wall's impact on wildlife on the border.
And that's the head of the Southwest Environmental Center, we should say.
Yes, we should, and I'm glad you did. And so we have some quotes from him, and so it's just kind of the basic gist of it is, yeah, Sessions has come and gone, but these issues still remain in some of the emotions.
Another big issue in Las Cruces, of course, and around the country is homelessness, and the city has a new program to help some homeless people get an income.
It's modeled after Albuquerque's program, There's a Better Way. And apparently it's pretty successful from what we read here. And it sounds so simple and effective at the same time. It is, they're going to use a city van to maybe ferry 5 to 10 homeless people to some job sites, those who want to work. And a lot of it's just cleaning up. I mean, think about, my first thought was, you know, I've seen prisoners in their orange jumpsuits along the highway cleaning up the highway, and I think that's just a great idea. Mm-hmm. And putting people out there that can do some good work. And if it works, no pun intended, they're going to expand it to 2 vans and up to 20 homeless.
Okay. You also begin in the Las Cruces Bulletin a series on Las Cruces public schools, and it starts with school safety.
Yes, and we talked to Superintendent Ewing, and this is his first year that's coming to a close, but first full year since he was hired in December 2016, and he talks in detail about what the district is doing with school safety and security, also, and how he's working with various police departments and the sheriff and other agencies. And so I think all parents should and students really should read this. It'll give them, I think, a sense of safety that maybe they haven't felt in a while. Mm-hmm. Since the Parkland shootings.
All right. Also in arts and entertainment, a preview of the Community Arts Awards. You have the scoop on all 6 individuals who have been honored and will be honored at a ceremony coming up.
April 29th, it's a Sunday, 3 to 6 o'clock in the afternoon at the Doña Ana Arts Council's patio out there, I guess we could call it. It's in the Bulletin Plaza right across from the newspaper. And it's $15 a person. There's going to be music. There's live music. There's going to be a lot of food and beverages from about 5 or 6 well-known restaurants in the area and catering services. And they're going to honor people that have really made a difference in the arts community. And I think that's important to recognize them. It's the lead story in our arts and entertainment this week.
All right. And finally, an NMSU instructor has got a television series, or a video series, we should say, on a phone app.
I don't know if you've ever heard of this. I haven't. Nope. And so that's what it is. Julian Alexander is a teacher at CMI Institute here in on your campus. And the series is going to be called Bad Juju, and it's got a 40-page script, and he is going to put it on app and see if he can't get some more response.
All right. Interesting stuff. Always the case in the Las Cruces Bulletin. And Marty Racine is the managing editor. He's with us every Thursday. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.
Thanks.